All right, gang, time to talk to Mike Schultz about the world of cinema. It's our annual Oscar prediction show and movie review segment here with Mike Schultz, entertainment editor of the River Cities Reader. Read his columns in paper or online at rcreader.com. By the way, Darren wanted to point out that he was right and you were wrong.
On what? About the, of many things, but
about
on
the
what
best DJ being again in your insufferable
Is it?
Best
yeah,
of Paul.
Really?
Best
DJ? That's weird. We just didn't we just have that 6 months ago?
Yeah.
4 months ago?
I remember just losing it.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's great. This is good news, right?
You know,
you still have a week to rally your forces.
No, I don't care. Because I'm done being that little.
Wow.
Like I'm working on
that's
having
sad
a,
to hear.
No. I think it shows growth on my part.
Okay.
That
right.
I'm putting things
that
in
important.
Perspective. Winning your little sad popularity contest
not,
is no
not
longer
up there
important
on your list.
To me. As long as I know Mike cares for the show,
yeah,
that's all I need.
Well, see, that is mature. Okay.
And I'm not going to set myself up to lose something twice a year. I just don't have it in me.
You ever go to this?
What's that?
The Clinton Area Showboat Theater?
5 times a year for the past 5 years.
Do you?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah. Fun place. Totally fun place.
What goes on?
It's a good time.
What goes on?
What goes
there?
On? There?
What goes on? What doesn't go on?
Is this like
on
another
there?
One of these burlesque shows? What is this?
That's cool. It's theater on the river. Gotta
that.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a fun place. Yeah, right. Tiny little intimate stage.
Never heard of it.
Good
let's,
times.
Let's talk
right
about
the ballpark.
The movies you've seen, and then we have two movies opening up in Quad City Theaters today. What did you see since last time we talked? I can't remember.
Saw The Crazies.
Right.
Not quite as much fun as you want it to be.
Okay.
It's okay. It's all right. For a near zombie movie, it's a near good time. It's okay.
Not a complete disaster.
No, not at all.
A little disappointing.
Yeah, and only because the scares are really kind of predictable. It's not very well directed. It's not very well staged. It's a lot of moments where the zombie-esque creatures will be like standing in front of Timothy Oliphant. They'll be raising their pitchfork to kill him, and then bam, of course, he gets shot in the chest. You know, I mean, it's like, oh, I saw that coming. I saw that coming.
You know,
it's
the screams... Are they Australian or are they?
You know, I listen. She doesn't scream that much. I mean, I didn't notice any untoward screaming at all from her.
Okay.
I thought she was fine.
Okay.
She's good. Yeah, it's a fine. It's fine. It's a fine movie.
It is what it is.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Then there's Cop Out, the Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Sweet Lord God, the worst movie I've seen in months and months, in a long time.
Does
it's
it,
the first one I
does
loathe
it make you even
of the
angry?
Year. Yeah, it's a little angering just because it's so badly done. It's so badly done, and they do not. It's not a parody, as we were kind of hoping last week. Maybe it'll be satirical.
Is it Licensed to Wed Bad?
It's kind of Licensed to Wed Bad.
Oh, see, I love this. This is my favorite when he comes on and is this mad.
Well, you know, I mean, come on, Kevin.
So worst one of
Kevin
the year
Smith,
so far?
Yeah, easy. Kevin Smith really can't direct even his own scripts, but his scripts are generally so good you don't care that much. But he doesn't know what to do with a camera, you know. And so this is like, wow. It's like the worst Kevin Smith parody of a Kevin Smith script, first of all. You know, I mean, it sounds like his dialogue, but it doesn't have any of the speed. It doesn't have any of the smarts to it at all. And then you got Kevin Smith directing it, which means the camera is like way too close to the actors all the time. You know, the scenes just lay there and die. The timing is awful. It's terrible. It's the worst thing I've seen in ages. Bruce Willis looks miserable.
Uh-huh.
He looks like he's having a colonoscopy. He looks just absolutely
pained. Well, in the trailers, it
kind of
looks like he's
thing.
Just been to the blood bank or something.
He looks
no color.
Kind of he looks. It's because he's lit terribly because Kevin Smith doesn't know where to put a camera or lights.
Okay.
You know, it's terrible. Wow.
Yeah.
Sean William Scott shows up for 10 minutes. You don't know what the hell he's doing. Yeah.
Is it really only 10 minutes? Because the trailers and advertisements make it sound like he's one-third of the movie.
No. He's got like two extended 10-minute scenes-ish.
Wow.
5-minute scenes, maybe.
Yeah,
and he's
and
irritating.
Tracy, and Tracy Morgan is hilarious on 30 Rock.
Yeah.
But outside of that...
I'm waiting. There's got to be something that he can do beyond 30 Rock,
right? I
didn't
think it was funny on Saturday Night Live.
I didn't either.
He had moments.
He's good on 30 Rock.
Yeah.
He had moments.
Playing the
when
dummy.
When he was the guy on Saturday Night Live who, Brian Fellows, the Animal Planet, that killed me every time. That's crazy! Does your donkey know how to change a tire? That was good stuff.
He works for me on TV. He's a bit much to take on a big screen.
So just really, really, really bad.
Really awful. Really shockingly
we'll be hearing
awful.
About
we'll
this at the,
that
end
one
of the
holds
year.
Up
yeah,
at the end
well
of the
that's
year.
The one that's the one to yeah.
That's the one to beat
to
for
right
2010
now.
Right now.
So far, absolutely. It's
License
unbelievable.
To Wed Bad, huh?
Yeah, it's
Boy, they've been showing.
It hurts.
They've been showing commercials for that Old Dogs. Uh-huh. It's on DVD.
Oh, that one's worse. All right, Old Dogs is worse than this.
Is Old Dogs?
Yeah,
worse?
Probably.
But
yeah,
see, that was
at the end of the day.
That was last year, though. This is for this year.
Yeah, we're starting over. We're starting fresh. Yeah, this one's top of the list.
All right, opening in theaters around the Quad Cities today, we've got Alice in Wonderland, which this is another movie that on paper. See, here's the thing. If you were to tell me a year ago, Kevin Smith directing Tracy Morgan and Bruce Willis in a cop buddy picture, I would have said, on paper, that sounds wonderful.
Sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, could be fun.
Timothy Burton directing Johnny Depp as the Mad Hatter in Alice in Wonderland.
Right? You've sold a few tickets already.
This is in his wheelhouse.
I'm going, you know.
So here's some of a clip from Alice in Wonderland. In this clip, the Mad Hatter invites Alice, who's played by Mia Wasikowska.
All right. What has she done? That name's familiar, though.
I think she directed Ran and,
and the Seven Samurai. Yeah,
I believe.
Okay.
The great thing about that reference is the only person who got it, got it.
Yeah, right.
Here we go. It's a clip from Alice in Wonderland.
It's you.
No, it's not. McTwist brought us the wrong Alice.
It's the wrong Alice?
You're absolutely Alice. I'd know you anywhere. I'd know him anywhere.
Well, as you can see, we're still having tea. And it's all because I was obliged to kill time waiting for your return. You're terribly late, you know. Naughty.
Time can be funny in dreams.
Yes, yes, of course. But now you're back, you see. And we need to get on to the Frabjous Day.
Frabjous Day!
I'm investigating things that begin with the letter M. Have you any idea why a raven is like a writing desk?
Wow. I think this is a movie that kids are going to enjoy, and people that are on things are going to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, otherwise you're just going to stare at it, going, "What the?"
Yeah,
I would. I think I'd be more excited if Charlie and the Chocolate Factory didn't come out so recently. It just feels like Depp is doing that.
Yeah, just
again.
Changing the wig.
Yeah.
And that was a Tim Burton joint too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. And another one the kids really liked, and I just kind of stared at it and went. All
and
right.
This one is in 3D too.
Yeah, they're showing it in both versions, I guess, but.
Boy.
I'm going to catch the 3D one today, just for fun.
We shall see.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. We're very lucky to have it in theaters here in the Quad Cities, and I'll tell you why. Because a lot of movie chains, not here locally, but a lot of movie chains are not showing it.
Alice in Wonderland?
Yes.
Because of Avatar?
No. Because Disney has decided, I guess the standard period of time between release and theatrical release and putting something out on DVD is 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Disney wants to try something new. They're going to release the DVD of this thing in 8 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a lot of these movie houses are like, why the hell would we give you a screen if people know they can get it on DVD in 2 months?
That's really strange.
No one's going to go and see it at a theater if they know they're going to
have it.
Disney's kind of testing some stuff out here because they want to see if people will go see it in a theater because they need to experience it because it's 3D at a big screen. And they want to see if adjusting it to 8 weeks instead of 12 will help them ring in more money. So
it's kind of interesting.
Kind of a grand experiment, but again,
not the worst idea in the world, I guess, but it is risky for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but again, it is available here at all the
I thought maybe because Avatar is still making, boku bucks, but we don't have enough 3D screens in the country to show both of them at the same time.
And then you got that Clash of the Titans coming out in 3D.
Uh-huh. Yeah, in 3 weeks.
That looks good.
It does look kind of fun, yeah.
Also opening today, Brooklyn's Finest, Richard Gere, Don Cheadle, and a gerbil. Our New York cops.
I see what you did
He's
there.
so Ethan Hawke is in this, too.
Really?
And that's the gerbil I refer to. They're NYPD cops caught up in the violence and corruption of the gritty 65th Precinct.
It is gritty.
Here's a little bit from Brooklyn's Finest.
Here's the deal. Our commissioner, he believes in this new program. Puts rookie cops in the highest crime areas. So they want seasoned hairbags like you breaking these recruits in. And since you're the oldest here.
If it's all the same to you, I got 7 days. I'm no one's teacher. I'm not a role model.
God knows you're not, Eddie.
I got nowhere else to be!
I got nowhere else to go!
Yeah, but did I mention he's a cop that's 7 days away from retirement?
Oh, he might as well have a bullseye on his shirt.
Unbelievable.
Right? I actually left the office today, and I was talking about what movies I was going to see. I'm like, that one looks gritty.
It
looks a little gritty.
It's gritty.
It's going to be gritty. Yeah.
He's got 7 days to retire, so that's like
that's
having...
when you hide in the jungle, man. That's,
yeah.
Seriously,
that's
right?
Like
just don't get out of bed.
Having
just...
a red shirt on in Star Trek. You're going to die. Yeah. We all know it.
Yeah.
No, you...
But it's Richard Gere, too. He doesn't die often. Not yeah. as often as we'd like. But... but, yeah. I don't know. I'm looking forward to that one. That's a pretty cool cast. Yeah. I love Cheadle. I love Ethan Hawke. So that could be fun.
Let's do our Oscar picks.
Let's
everyone,
do.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for.
Do we have music for this?
Yeah, I've got a big opening number here. It's David Duran and Mike Schultz's Oscar picks, 2010, and now the stars of the Oscar Picks show, Dave Duran and Mike.
Army Archer.
You got there before. I was going Wolfgang Puck.
By the way,
you know
by
what
the
he
way,
sounds
what are
like
you,
now.
By the way, before you guys come into the studio, what are you wearing? Or I'm sorry,
who am I wearing?
Who are you wearing?
I'm wearing Sears Roebuck.
And I am Mr. Levi Strauss today.
I yeah. believe, I don't know what the hell this is. It's beefy something for my more ample proportions.
I'm wearing something I believe from
this
Champs.
I believe this is a Champion sweatshirt. I believe that's what it says on the back.
You both look beautiful.
All
seriously.
Right. Well, thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank
well,
you.
Who else was going to say it?
Now I'm blushing.
Best picture. Here are your choices. You have 10 this year to pick from. Avatar, The Blind Side, District 9, An Education, Hurt Locker, Inglourious Bastards, Precious, A Serious Man, Up in the Air. And
just dawned on me I like all those movies.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them. Wow.
A Serious
Even
Man,
The Blind Side, kind
a
of fun.
A Serious Man is not a single man. I got confused. I thought Colin Firth was in A Serious Man.
No.
A Serious Man was the Coen Brothers movie.
Yeah, have you seen that yet?
Not yet.
You're going to love it.
All yeah, right.
It's good.
So, Best Picture, Darren.
Okay, well, I was going to try to be different and say Avatar, but I'll go ahead and say The Hurt Locker.
And
I'm doing Hurt Locker, too.
The answer is Avatar.
Okay.
And well, I'll tell you why.
All right.
Hollywood wants to believe they're ushering in a new age of technology.
Okay.
All these Hollywood dopes want to believe that they're hitting reboot on their entire industry.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's right. why they're going to vote
and,
for it.
Well, right. yeah, and let's celebrate that movie made $80 billion.
Well,
this is good for America.
It seems as though Hollywood. Recently a lot of underdogs have won.
Yeah.
Smaller movies. The smaller movie.
Definitely.
Or underdogs have seen.
Yeah, Slumdog Millionaire, No Country for Old Men. Crash.
They've seemed to underdogs have won, so maybe it is the year for Avatar. But I'll go ahead and say Hurt Locker.
You've already cast your vote.
Okay,
I've won that one. Avatar yeah. wins. Actor in a leading role: Jeff Bridges, Crazy Heart; George Clooney, Up in the Air; Colin Firth, A Single Man; Morgan Freeman, Invictus; Jeremy Renner, The Hurt Locker. Darren.
For his role in Last American Hero, I will say Jeff Bridges.
I second that.
All right. The correct answer is Jeff Bridges. Actress in a leading role. You've got Sandra Bullock, The Blind Side; Helen Mirren, The Last Station; Carrie Mulligan in Education; Gabri Sidibe in Precious; Meryl Streep, Julie and Julia. Darren.
I think there could be an upset in here with the girl from An Education, but I'll go ahead and say Sandra Bullock.
Okay. I'm going Sandra Bullock, too. I could see Gabri Sidibe from Precious. Sneaking in there.
The girl you said was too fat to be in
Stop
movies.
Stop it. I didn't even want to bring it up because I knew you were going to say that.
The correct answer is Meryl Streep, Julie and Julia.
Ah.
All right.
Actor in a supporting role, Matt Damon, Invictus, Woody Harrelson, The Messenger, Christopher Plummer, The Last Station, Stanley Tucci, The Lovely Bones, Christopher Waltz, Inglourious Bastards. Darren.
Christopher Waltz.
Yeah, I'm going to say that too, but you guys keep mispronouncing his name. He's Christoph.
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 Christoph
Waltz.
Waltz. Sorry.
And I think it's Waltz too, but I'm not going to get that German.
Okay, Christoph Waltz.
Easy, Schultz. You want to go to the Russian front? You want to go to the Russian front, Schultz? The correct answer is Christoph Waltz.
There you go.
Actress in a supporting role, Penelope Cruz, 9. Vera Farmiga.
What do you mean the correct? All of a sudden, this is the McLaughlin group? The correct answer is.
Kind of what I was going for.
Issue 2.
I was kind of going for a McLaughlin group kind of thing.
Very nice.
Uh-huh. Maggie Gyllenhaal, Crazy Heart; Anna Kendrick, Up in the Air; or Monique, Precious.
Monique.
It's yeah. Monique, absolutely. Director, best director, Catherine Bigelow, or now you're going to have me
second guessing.
Catherine Bigelow, male gigolo. James Cameron, Avatar; Lee Daniels, Precious; Jason Reitman, Up in the Air; Quentin Tarantino, Inglourious Bastards.
Catherine Bigelow.
Yeah, Catherine Bigelow.
The answer is Catherine Bigelow. Original screenplay, Hurt Locker, Messenger, A Serious Man, Up, or Inglourious Basterds?
Quentin Tarantino, Inglourious Basterds.
I'm going Mark Ball, The Hurt Locker.
I'm also going Quentin Tarantino, Inglourious Basterds. Adapted screenplay, In the Loop, District 9, Precious, An Education, or Up in the Air?
Up in the Air.
Up in the Air.
The correct answer is Precious.
Mm.
Okay. Animated feature, Coraline, Fantastic Mr. Fox, The Princess and the Frog, The Secret of Kells, Up.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's Coraline, Fantastic Mr. Fox, but I think the popularity of Up wins.
Yeah, very well reasoned. I agree, yeah.
Correct answer is the Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Oh, my, really?
Issue 5.
Issue 5, NAFTA.
Okay, are we done then?
Some Dems are flip-flopping on military tribunals.
Uh-huh.
Walter Kondracki. Pat Buchanan. Eleanor Clift.
Beetle Bailey.
Foreign language film, El Secreto de Sus Ojos, from Argentina, Un Prophète from France, The White Ribbon from Germany, Ajamai from Israel, or The Milk of Sorrow from Peru.
I will say The Milk of Sorrow just because that's the only one I can pronounce.
Mike?
I'm going to go with El Secreto de Sus Ojos, I believe.
Which of these movies, do any of these movies have anything to do with the Holocaust?
No, but there's one from Germany, if that counts.
Yeah, the White Ribbon. Well, there's one from Israel as well. I'm going to go White Ribbon just because I think that might be about the Holocaust. And then that always wins foreign language film, doesn't it?
There you go. Pretty much often.
And finally, we're going to go another tiebreaker. We're going to go for costume design. Mm. Bright Star, Coco Before Chanel, The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, Nine, or The Young Victoria.
Good God.
Darren.
I will say The Young Victoria.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with, too.
I'm going to go The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
I want to see that.
We need to do one more just because Hans Zimmer was on the show. Original
score. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Avatar, Fantastic Mr. Fox, Hurt Locker, Sherlock Holmes, or Up?
This is Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Oh, I'd like that. I'm going to go with Up.
Yeah, just another one. Just one more.
Well, that first 10 minutes is nothing but music.
Yeah.
The correct answer is Avatar.
Okay.
He's Mike All Schultz right. from the River Cities Reader. We're Dave and Darren, and this
Eleanor Clift.
This is Rock 104.9.